This is easier said than done. The UN is constantly trying to end all conflicts, yet one feels that more could be done. The political will of many powerful leaders is not committed to a culture of peace, rather to profit from the chaos of war. In civil law, most countries have developed effective mechanisms to end conflicts, but this has not yet been achieved at the highest levels, that of international law. I suspect it's even more complex. The mechanisms are in place, but political bickering and loyalties, old Cold War mentalities, greed, lack of resources, and power crazes contribute to their lack of implementation. The international community, through the UN, must exercise its responsibility to protect. Intervention is indeed an unacceptable assault on sovereignty. We should respond to a Rwanda or to a Srebrenica, to gross and systematic violations of human rights that affect every precept of our common humanity. Kofi Annan in 2000. The responsibility, principles, criteria, rules and thresholds that define military intervention must be documented and agreed. Times the actions of the Security Council are ineffectual and seemingly cosmetic, like lipstick on a pig. A mechanism is required whereby cases can be referred to the UN General Assembly. When the UN Security Council fails to act appropriately and effectively, or remains seized by inactivity, while many lives are being lost or about to be lost. Make it a numeric goal of to reduce the number of lives lost in conflicts. The UN has a good record of achieving its numerical goals. Regularly collate, update and publish statistics on a single website on the internet, on Africa and other regions, so that progress can be easily measured.